Shut your mouth, you thong wearing fatty.
And you know what that means.
And you are listening to the GOW podcast because, you know, we always like to do it with a little hardcore country.
God damn, that's sexy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the GOW, the Generation Wrestling Podcast. As always, yours truly, the franchise, aka the showstopper, better known as the GOW's resident tribal chief. With me as always, look at my tag team partner, my brother, my family. He's the last in the room, Mr. 1, 2, 3. Pin that ass down, K Breezy, aka EC's resident Isaac Hayes, King Tuco, bro. What's good?
Man, what's good is right now, man, we got that boy, the former Ring of Honor heavyweight champion, Claudio Castagnoli, going up against the one and only Will Ospreay. Bruv, what it do, bruv?
Yeah, man, you know, just, before we got on the air, man, talking a little bit of Dynasty plans for this weekend, man, I'm excited. I know AEW's been, you know, they've been the talk of the town for better, for worse, whatever the case may be. But the one thing I think we can all agree on, brother, hey, this is the one time of the month we don't mind spending a little bit of change for some professional wrestling because we know TK gonna do what he do. Hey, bro, looking at kind of what the card is so far, on paper, if it delivered, could be one of the best of the year.
There are a couple of matches I'm worried about.
Talk to me. What you thinking?
You know, it look like they're adding the trios. They look like they're adding a trios unification match, I guess, or whatever they're going to do. Leo, what it do, Leo?
What up, Leo?
I'm not 100% sure. That's why I'm waiting for the match card to get the official for what I normally, you know, they would give it to us right before the main event, but
right.
But I'm not sure about a couple of matches, but honestly, it seemed like it's fully fleshed out, but I think he's still got a couple of spots. But knowing TK, he may add something before the night go. He may add something by Friday. He may add something by Collision. Ain't no telling. You know, he's got a couple more nights to just kind of throw something out there to us. But for right now, I mean, it looked like it could be a really good card because there's, I already wrote down two matches I got my eye on. That's Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson, and then of course Swerve versus Samoa Joe. Like those are two that we expect to get some 0 hour matches. But I'm just trying to get the full main card underway. I mean, 0 hour, 0 hour. The only time they make it important is if it's a part of a storyline, like they did with MJF from Adam Cole. Where they had the RH tag team title shot, then they had the one-on-one match later on. Only for something like that would it really, I mean, not to say that they don't do anything, but I look at 0 hour like I would look at
the kickoff show
for WWE. Yeah. It's just a kickoff show. I mean, they'll do some stuff, but you know, and it may be kind of interesting, but you know, it is what it is. Besides that, FTR, Young Bucks, we may be a bit tired of it, but we know FTR and Young Bucks are definitely going to try to up their game. Earl says, what up, my – oops, almost pulled the tooth cold. What up, Jim?
What's up, baby?
So did. Leo, boy. Hey, Leo, this, I know I got a serious write-up coming.
Hey, Leo. Hey, he cussed. He said that word in Spanish, negro, with a G-E-R.
I didn't say the G-E-R. I didn't say the hard E-R.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. G-G-A.
I didn't say the hard E-R. Hold on. Wait a minute. I didn't go that. I wasn't that bad.
Sorry. I got too confused with the Rock.
Yeah, I see. Oh shit! But now I had a Booker T moment. All right, let's just call it. I had a Booker T moment.
Hey, bro, you talk about a deer in headlights. I was over here like, well, I missed it. I wasn't ready.
All right. Normally it's him, but the king messed up this night. So, but no, man, FTR Young Bucks, we expect that to be a solid match. Like, there's no reason why it should not be still a solid match. We know what both of these teams can bring. It's for the vacant tag team championship, so there is much importance on it. Once again, but. And then Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa, I'm interested to see what that's going to be. I thought they were going to do Hook and Jericho, but they're saving that for Dynamite, apparently. Willow and Julia Hart. I want to see what that is. There's a handful of matches that I'm definitely interested in, but I want to see what the full official card is going to be for the main show.
So I understand what the whole Hook and Jericho thing is supposed to be.
Leo Okada versus Pac. My boy. That's why you the correspondent, man.
I understand what the whole Hook Jericho thing is supposed to be. But I'm not buying the gimmick, brother. I'm not buying the gimmick. I don't know. I feel like Hook may be a tough guy in real life, but I feel like, man, his character is trying too hard to be a badass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it almost give off poser vibes almost. It's like, bro. What I say, man? Get out my way.
Get out my ring, dude. I do hate the way Hook talk, because it do sound scripted, tough guy. It does not come off like when Taz talks, you hear it in Taz. Like, his son obviously didn't get that from him. I don't really care for that match all that much. I mean, at one point I kind of was for it, but then it's like,
I don't know.
He's already beat Jericho. So it's like, Jericho finna beat Hook? Like, damn, he about to give Hook official loss? Well, he's already taking a loss because he lost to Joe. So never mind.
Yeah. But see, that's my thing. Because, bro, like, you up here, you running through people. And I respect Jericho. I get it. You know, I understand he's in this 50s trying to reinvent the Lionheart. I get it. You know, trying to reinvent the wheel. But, brother, I've seen you be bigger and badder people. I'm supposed to expect you and believe you to lose to Chris Jericho? I don't want people now.
If it's Jericho being conniving, yes.
Okay, you know what? That's true. Because he did push Taz. So I think, you know, Hook might fuck him up.
Right. No, we're talking about a Jericho that's going to win by any means necessary. We're not talking about a Jericho that's trying to – we're not talking about Jericho that fought Hook the first time. That was a straight-up match. Yeah. This one, Jericho's going to try to win by any means necessary. Earl says, from now on, we dub the Sir T. Cole Booker. I like it. T. Cole Booker. You gotta remember that name, man. Sir T. Cole Booker.
Hey, man, it's harder than trying to remember your regular name.
I know. That's all right. As long as you don't call me late for dinner, we good. We good. Says, man, did you see TK's defense of the video release? I mean, look, man, it was what it was. Good or bad, bad or good, and worse.
AEW still on the air. They didn't bury themselves.
Right. Look, we already think this is a bigger picture. This is just little seeds of planting, but we need more evidence to really be more concrete on what it is that we're thinking. So we don't just keep that on the GOW level. But Leo says, man, I can't wait for the scapegoat to return Sunday. The scapegoat.
Ooh. Jack Perry. That's his gimmick over in New Japan.
Oh, he's supposed to return back on Sunday.
I'm assuming so. Everybody think that he's on his way back. So.
All right, Leo. Well, hey, man, the scapegoat. Well, hey, let's see if he take advantage of it, because he's got to come out and say some fiery shit. The video definitely helped Perry. Did you see his match with in New Japan in Chicago and all his merch sold out? I'm pretty sure he's using it to his advantage, like as being used as scapegoat. And this is where I say, even though we cracked about what happened, this is where I keep bringing up. What did he say to make CM Punk put his hands on him? I know we having our fun with it, but it's like, bro, if it's being played off, it wasn't that bad, then why still react the way you reacted? He choked your boy. Boy, he choked you up, man. All right? We watched him two-piece you and choke you up, man, so much that it shook TK to his core. Now, again, what was said? And I, look, because everybody's being kind of vague about it, it's like, all right, you know what?
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, and I get it. I understand. You know, it was probably, you want to know, you know, this is for the boys only type situation. You had to be there. But it's like, brother, like, we didn't already seen the evidence. But here's the thing. As much as I want to know, right, because this is the thing that we say is lost in professional wrestling. The art of like mystery, because everything is so accessible via social media.
That misdirect, that slight
of hand. This is one of them things where if I never find out what happened, I'm cool as long as Perry can parlay this into a successful career. Like, I don't know what he, scapegoat. The rumor is TK shipped his ass to New Japan because TK was pissed that Perry was one of the reasons that Punk ended up going back to WWE, which is a very true statement. Because you're interested with CM Punk, you lost your biggest draw in the company. So I get that. But if I'm Jack Perry, hey, bro, if my merch selling out and I'm getting choked out, fuck it. Hey, keep chanting CM Punk. Y'all still gonna buy my merch. And watch me be the biggest piece of shit you're gonna find. Because now you're gonna see, bro, when he come back, if he team up with the Elite, bro, Jack Perry, you thought you hated him as Jungle Boy? He is about to be the most egotistical piece of shit. Because now you expect him to get his ass beat, and you're going to pay to see him get his ass beat.
But not only that, but I didn't have a problem with the Jungle Boy gimmick. I felt like he needed a singles run. Mm-hmm. The problem was, ooh, nice tornadoes. Damn, I ain't going to lie. Claudio and Ospreay kicking it up a notch, but it looked like Claudio about to catch this back arm. Bow! There it is. 1, 2, 3. Ospreay with the victory. Nice match. Not gonna lie, nice match. Dude, I'm with all that. With all of that as far as, you know, him using it to his advantage, the merch, the him coming out and talking shit, what TK did. And honestly, this can be the, I know a lot of people think this could be the fanboying of TK, but this could be the thing. Maybe the fanboying is a ruse. I'm of the mindset, man, that look, man, I know we get on TK and we joke about certain things and whatnot, but hey, man, what if this is all a ruse, man? What if this boy, what if TK's playing a character, man? TK's playing a character.
Hey, what if he playing the reverse of Eugene?
There come Moxley. Moxley, he don't give a shit. Hold on, okay. Well, we gonna stick to that because we gonna talk for a minute. But we got the Don Callis family in. We got Claudio and Moxley trying to hang in there. Right now, we got Hobbs and Moxley in the ring. They going to fight next week.
Hey, how refreshing is it to see Wild Thing back in the AEW ring?
Oh, it's very refreshing because he definitely was gone for a minute. And obviously, we see why. Taking a little time off, going overseas, doing a little bit of, you know, a little bit of mayhem and you know, picking up championships on the way and then coming back. Leo, I take it you're going to Jacksonville. I take it you're going to be live in the house in Jacksonville next week.
You know, it's crazy. AEW in Jacksonville next week. And I think the week after that, SmackDown in Jacksonville. Because Grayson Waller is talking shit. Talk about finally in 2 weeks, some great wrestler will be coming to Jacksonville.
I mean, look, I ain't gonna lie. If there's one thing TK does, he puts on a show for Jacksonville. He gonna make love. Jacksonville got a show. He gonna make sure if nobody gets a great show, it's gonna be Jacksonville. You know they gonna get one. They gonna get a nice little show next week. Moxley versus Hobbs. I definitely want to see that, especially after what happened after the pay-per-view. Because Ospreay definitely don't seem too cool with the Don Callis family and what they're doing. We got the Elite going up against Pac and FTR on Collision. Damn, I want to watch that one. Then we got the Bunkhouse Brawl. We got Brian Daniels and Claudio going against Kyle Fletcher and Takeshi. Ooh, take a shitter. Okay, TK. Damn, you smacking them with it. All right, here we go with the card for Sunday. We got that boy Will Ospreay. We got that boy Brian Danielson. Ooh, we want a dream match, once in a lifetime kind of thing. We gonna enjoy it. We got a ladder match, AEW Tag Team Championships. Young Bucks going up against the FTR 7-star. I expect it to be a 7-star match regardless. We got that boy Okada, the pain maker. Then of course we got Pac for the Continental Classic. We got a 6-man. Copeland, Kingston, Briscoe, House of Black. Then we got that girl, Julia Hart, defending that TBS championship against Willow Nightingale. I hope she brings that badass with her, not that happy smile. We got that boy, Roddy Strong, defending that AEW International Championship against Kyle O'Reilly. Oh, they did put Hook. They put Hook versus Chris Jericho for the FTW championship on Dynasty. Then, of course, we got Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa for that women's championship. That's true. I hope that's what it's going to be. I need it to be what it's going to be. And then, of course, man, the main event, the match that we ready to see, the champion we ready to have, Swerve Strickland, going up against that Samoa submission machine, that killer Samoa Joe, as we got that boy Swerve coming out to the ring. And I hope my boy Nana is with him, because it's been a minute since we've been swerving and driving, baby. So it's time to swerve and drive. And there he is. Leo, I hope you're ready. Franchise, I hope you're ready. The GOW will help you ready. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
First of all, do we got an override?
Yeah. TK said it's Wednesday, baby. It's Wednesday. Hey. You know what we doing. What we doing. We swerving while we driving.
It took me a minute to realize we had an overrun. I thought they were going off air. Like, wait, did my TV restart?
Nah. Swerve meant what he said, man. Why my boy got some bad, mean-ass black eyes?
Oh, that's makeup. I found that out. That he put makeup under his eyes.
Okay, I'm about to say, man, dude, you're already black. I mean, how much darker do you need to be, my boy? How much darker do you need to be?
Hey, my boy coming out looking like the Hamburglar.
The bro burglar,
the ham niggler. The niggerich.
Oh shit. Oh damn.
Leo said, hell no, you still playing. You caught that?
Here we go. All right, I gotta hear my man talk his shit, man. Because my man gonna talk his shit tonight. I doubt if we hear from him again.
Damn.
He was scared. Fear. Go whoop that ass. All right, here we go.
I'm about to say, Joe, not about to let that talking go unanswered.
You know, TK, like, nah, bro. Pay-per-view Sunday. Go ahead and get in between them. We don't need no. We don't need nobody getting hurt. You know what it is.
Earl says, correct me if I'm wrong. Ain't the house on Swerve's shirt the same house, the one from the house party movies? I thought that's what I read.
It looked like it, but it just say Swerve House.
Yeah,
hey, man, look here. TK be buying up all types of shit. Swerve from the top rope. Bow, bitches. Move. He just stumped on all the security. I ain't gonna lie, that was raw. I ain't gonna lie. And he landed on his feet. That was like a Velveteen Dream moment. No, that was a Ricochet moment where he did the
over.
Yeah. That was kind of like that moment. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't seen nobody like that. Now them boys brawling at it. You need some more security, TK.
Hey,
you need more security, TK.
Go get
security.
the fact that he pulled a split-legged stomp from the top rope in jeans and then fuck his legs up.
And landed on his feet. Landed on his feet. Let's go, TK. Where is security? Come on, man. This is the main event. Joe will break this man before Joe will break him. You give Joe the opportunity.
Nah, TK's he's fearing for his life right now.
He's fearing. Look at Joe. Joe walking up behind. Now I'm like, hey man, I'm swerving while I'm driving. Bam! Ooh, boot to the grill. Let's go.
Got his ass.
Boot to the grill. Give it to him. Give it to him. Swerve. Spow. Spow that snap. I love that kick. I don't know why. I just love when he just jump and
he's talking about when he do the house call.
Yeah, man. Just a bow right to the spot. I love when he, because he always landed. He always hit it straight on the jaw.
And he'd be so clean.
Man, I love it. Uh-oh, Joe trying to put him in the muscle buster. Uh-oh. Nope. He got a minute. Get out. Swerve. Oh, no, he didn't get out. Oh, well.
Come on, man. After Swerve beat Joe's ass last week, you thought he was getting away with it.
Look here, I'm good with it, man. I'm good with it because now you just look. Now I'm more than ready for this match. Because they gonna hurt each other. People will bleed. Joe gonna do whatever he needs, and Swerve is gonna do what he needs, and they about to battle at it, man.
Let me ask you this. Without giving me an answer of which way you're going, because obviously we got to set effort to prediction.
I ain't got to lie to you. We ain't even got to swerve that one. I swerve for the win.
I was about to say,
I love Joe as the champion, I'm going with Swerve for the win.
Let me ask this. Because I'm going with Swerve too. But
if Joe wins, I'm still good with it.
Really? So you don't think it's over with Swerve?
No, I don't think it's over with at all. Come on, man. How many times have we seen people that should win not win, and it be built up for a bigger moment? We think this is the moment. We feel this is the moment. We want this the moment, but this may not be the moment. This may not be it. But if he goes out there and he gives it to us robbed of it, if we're robbed of it, come on now. You know how they look. Come on, this wrestling. You know how they like to do. They love to rob us of shit. Yeah. They love to give us a little bit. And with the old man and the Geico commercial with the fishing rod and the little dollar.
Gotta be quick enough.
So, I'm not tripping. As far as I'm concerned, as far as this has been going on, the Samoa Joe and Swerve and just building Joe as that threat as a champion. Joe has been that threat as a champion. Like, dude, you're gonna have to bring your A game, then some. Like, I love that for Joe because Joe deserves that type of run. He's always deserved that type of run on a bigger stage. Love TNA, but he's definitely deserved that in WWE. He didn't get it, and I'm glad that he's getting it here in AEW. Is still able to do it and show that he can still keep up. And that's why I say I'm not mad if he wins, because I'm good with him as champion. Like, dude, Swerve is gonna be the dude. Swerve is gonna win, and if he wins Sunday, good. I'm happy with it. Cool. Let's see how it rocks.
Right.
But if he loses, it's about how he loses. How is this? And I'm gonna throw this out there.
What's up,
Hangman Adam Page?
What about it?
You think he just gonna sit by and not have some type of influence, some type of
You know what's crazy? Yo, I'm about to get ready to hang up. Fuck you.
Hang up. We ain't even on the phone.
I'm about to get ready to exit out the browser because I fucking forgot about Hangman.
Of course you hang up because he ain't been on TV. He took the loss and we ain't seen him. So you think Hangman may not show up to screw Swerve over? I just told you. You wasn't quick enough. See, come on, man. Come on now. Leo, get your boy. Leo, get your boy, man. Get your boy, Leo. Get your boy, Leo. Get your boy, man. Earl says Joe Swerve trilogy. I can see that. I can see that. I can see a trilogy with them. But, hey, it's a franchise. I said he going to let Tuco ride solo for the rest of the night. Hey, it's just been me and Leo and Earl and everybody else. It would have just been us. But, hey, I like doing this to my man because, I you know, it's like, damn, he wasn't even expecting it. I knew he wasn't expecting it. He ain't
even talking about it. You know what's crazy? It's usually me that's fucking your head up. And, I didn't even think about Hangman. Like, that would give you a reason to stress this shit. And then you got to all in or double or nothing. Okay.
Hangman needs that. He's been the ultimate face. He's been the fan favorite. He needs a flip. He needs a flip. Hangman needs that flip. And with that big mustache that he has, man, I'm telling you.
I got you. I got the perfect example. He can be Swerve's Drew McIntyre. Or he could be Swerve CM Punk. Every time Swerve about to get there, yeet, nope, taking that shit from you because you took it from
me. But you could only do that so many times. Like that's true. Like they've already ran it to its course. That's why.
Yeah.
If it's gonna happen, this is it. Like this is it right here. Like this is where
it's got to be at the moment.
Come out and screw him. It's here, and then that way when you set up for Double or Nothing, which is supposed to be your bigger pay-per-view because that's one of the original pay-per-views for AEW. So if you setting up Swerve to run it back, Double or Nothing for that championship, come on.
You know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm thinking? Here we go. You know how Swerve go up to the top. You know how Swerve go up to the top, bro, right? So here we go. We got Swerve. He hit Joe with a house call. 1, 2. Kick out, Swerve get desperate. He go to the top rope. And as soon as he about to go, man, Hangman come out, fucking knock his ass off. Joe come up, put his ass in the clutch, choke his ass out, game over.
Nope. I'm telling you how it's gonna happen.
What's up?
Sounds good. I like where you're going. You got the imagination. I see it. But it's simple. It's just gonna pull the referee out the ring.
Okay.
1, 2, what happened? It was Adam Hame. He pulled the ref out. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
And when it happened, it's going to piss everybody off. And then that's when TK will be like, I got him. Got you, bitches.
Hey, but is he going to come out dressing all black like the Usos every time? Like, we don't know who these motherfuckers is?
Hey, it is what it is. No, he may just come out in his own shit. He's just going to come out the crowd and just pull the referee out the ring.
Okay.
I wouldn't be mad at it. But, you know, again, I'm speculating because we don't know. Like, again, Swerve could win. Swerve could win. So, you know, none of that can matter. And Paige could just be the first person he goes up against at Double or Nothing, which would end their rivalry, which I think would put their rivalry at an end. Because it's like, at least to the point where it's like, all right, there ain't really much else for y'all to do. Now he's the champion. He has to win. He has to defend his championship against you. You've been his arch nemesis through this whole entire run. So it's like he's gonna have to fight Joe again. Well, that'll happen when it happened. But for him to go up against Paige and as the champion, yeah, that's gonna be that mark for him because now you beat Joe, you beat Hangman, you beat two former champions, bro. That just builds Swerve to go up and then further go up. And then it's going to be on TK on just how he presents him and what he does and everything else. But for right now, bro, I'm good with that, man. Oh.
Hey, what that boy Booker T say, man? Oh, sugar, ducky, quack.
But the rest of that card, I'm not, you know, it is what it is. I don't expect every match to be a great match. But because of the talent that's in every match, there's a surprise that could happen. So as far as the pay-per-view goes, I'm looking for at least, I didn't get a chance to write it down because I was just kind of going through it. But if I got half of it written down, but if I got to imagine the rest, 10 matches, TK, you know, TK usually goes around eight to 10 matches. So, I'm going to say at least six of these matches I'm looking forward to. It just depends on when they come out. A couple of them may be 0 hour, some may be main car, some may not even happen as matches. Who knows? We, you know, it's wrestling. Cars subject to change.
But you know what is gonna happen? It's gonna be you, it's gonna be me, West Side Compound, getting drunk, getting litty as a titty. AEW, man, you know how we rock it. You know how we rock it.
Whew, right back with another one, man. Right back with another one.
No, then we got another pay-per-view like 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, Backlash. So but we ain't focused on that. We focused on Dynasty right now, man. Look, stop adding added pressure. Okay, we already saw the AEW pay-per-view schedule. We already saw the WWE pay-per-view schedule. Look, we already said shit, fuck, damn, what the fuck. We already went through all that, man. Ain't no point in going back through that again. It is what it is. We gonna do this because the people rocking with us and we rock with the people. Little Caesar Pizza in the mix. Not this time. Not this time.
As much as I enjoy that garlic sauce, man. Hey, look, man, my asshole needs a break.
Them cheesy puffs are dangerous. Okay,
yeah.
I didn't have too many within a week's time frame. I'm good. I'm good. But we're gonna figure out something. We gonna eat good. Don't worry.
Hey, this motherfucker is sleepy. He up here moaning. Pizza.
Man, oh my god, dude. A little in my sleep. this little dude and a little token with a little damn piece on the damn end of the stick. And a long nose. the little Caesars.
Hey, you go ahead, a wife waking up like, babe, who is Marinara? I heard you talk about that bitch marinara in your sleep.
It was about the cheesy puffs. But bro, the show overall tonight,
yes sir,
the main event was good. It was cool. The show though, let's be honest, it was not a great go home show.
Yeah.
If I had to guess Earl's rating for the show overall, I would have to say Earl would probably say a 2.3. Being nice, you know, maybe he liked the main event a little bit, you know, if I had to guess, but it definitely wasn't, you know, the best go home show TK has done. But obviously, you pushed everything forward as far as getting ready for the pay per view, and then of course what you did with the match you had with Claudio and everything with Moxie and them, you kind of built, you know, for that for next week. You gave us an insight for what we're gonna see coming up Sunday. And then of course with Swerve and Joe, you just added extra hype. So I'm good with that. So for me, I'm gonna give it a 2.8. The main event and then with the Swerve and stuff, you know, that was good. You know, I'll up it up a little bit. Okay, franchise, make your guess, then I'll post my rating. I said 2.3 for Earl Ray. You said you, but I, you know, that's just me. I'm you know, I'm a little tipsy. I feel good about myself. I think that's where Earl is feeling tonight. You know, but you know Earl, boy. Earl always surprises. He always finds a way to surprise.
If you gave it a 2.3, I'm gonna go ahead, man. I'm gonna give it a 1.9.
1.9. You know what? Now that you just said it, I can feel that being closer to what Earl do. But you know, that's just Earl. You know, that's what Earl. Leo says, I'm going with a 1.7 for Earl. Damn, you know, shit. Leo might have it on the DAC. He might have it on the dot with that one.
Hey, Earl, I need you to confirm.
Only Earl can let us know.
I say, we need you to confirm it.
Hey, he'll confirm it in a second. He'll let us know. But yeah, man, 2.3. You said a 1.8. Leo said a 1.7. He said it's 1.8. Him and Leo in cahoots. y'all all in cahoots, but it's okay. I like the main event and I like what happened with Suarez. I'm hyped for it. It was what it is. But TK could have did it. It could have been a better show off for real.
It could have been, but you know what? It's cool because you know what?
He gotta make the pay per view gotta be it.
I know he about to see. If it's one thing I've learned about Tony Khan, I've learned not to trust his major announcements. I've learned that. Don't get my hopes up. But but I've learned to trust the process when it comes to these goddamn pay per views. Because man, oh man, you know he always got an ace up his sleeve.
Not only that, but I'm really looking at it from the standpoint, this is the first pay per view after WrestleMania. After what it got as his praise and everything else and all of that, it's I need TK to put on a really good, solid pay-per-view. This, first of all, it's got to be solid, all right? Yeah. It's got to be like, all right, you know what? You know, AEW, you know, they put on a good show. Leo said he gave it a 2.7. It's got to, like, this main event, it's gotta leave people either happy or really pissed off. But it's gotta be pissed off in the right way. Be in the right way. Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay will steal the show. They will steal the show. They must steal the show. FTR and Young Bucks, ladder match, hey, you know what? I don't know what y'all gonna do, but if this is kind of a swang song of what's up, Clyde? If this is kind of a swang song of this rivalry,
right?
Hey, it's got to go in the history books in a good way. I want to see Willow with some singles gold. I think she didn't put in her work. She didn't definitely came up in the game. She didn't prove she can be a champion. I think it's her time. I love Julia Hart. Julia Hart has made me like her more being with the House of Black, but I feel like her run has ran its course. It's time. Mm-hmm. And plus, we kind of see the writing on the wall, even though they could wait, but, you know, we'll see. But I believe, you believe it will be Willow. But, you know, I'm just a big fan. I want to see her win. I'm okay if Toni Storm beat Thunder Rosa.
Ooh.
I'm okay with it. I can let that one go.
My God.
Man, wait till tomorrow. Oh. wait till tomorrow, boy. When them predictions for Dynasty come in, boy. I mean, so, I can let a couple of go because I kind of know where we're gonna go with two of these matches. I think I got confidence in that. But the rest of the card.
Is this gonna end our brotherhood, man?
No, it will. Well, first of all, it can never end the brotherhood, man. It's just gonna add a little bit more spice to it and just give us, you know, that thing that we do, you know, with the people, you know. That's all that's gonna do, man. You know, we just gonna talk our talk and we're gonna have a good time. You know, we're gonna do what we do, period, you know.
He said, on game.
On game, man, you know, gang. But other than that, man, Montrese said, hey, guys, so is Monet still hurt or what? I believe she's still hurt. That's why we haven't seen her really do anything.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see the attack. You know, the lights went out. So we didn't see the attack. That's why I'm like, and I understand what Franchise said, and I want to make sure we talk about that. Because apparently, you know, she's been in AEW, and she hasn't really done much. And my man didn't feel some type of way, you know. And when it comes to Mercedes, aka Sasha Banks, aka the boss, aka the CEO, you know, this man would damn near almost might leave his wife for this woman. But for him to say some negative, I said might be. There's gonna have to be some alignment that's gonna have to some cute
If you put that divorce out there in the universe like that, man,
it ain't gonna happen. I don't want no smoke. It ain't gonna happen. But I'm just saying, you know. That's just we all know how you feel about her. All right. We all know the GOW know. So for you to say what you said, it's like, bro, I feel you, but I feel like she's not 100%. That's the only reason why we haven't really got anything with her. So when we do get something with her, then yeah, but right now, Von, I think she's just, you know, she's healing up. Which is why they went ahead and announced her match for the TBS Championship at Double or Nothing. There's a reason you did that. Because, again, you could have did that for Dynasty if she was ready. I don't feel like she's ready. But you want her in the company. She wants to be in the company. She wants to get in the mix. She wants to be here. She don't want... So, they gotta figure something else out. But, you know, we'll see how that happens. We'll see what that works out to.
No, but seriously, like you said, I mean, for look, and I ain't gonna harp on it too long, but again, if she's injured or not 100%, I get it. But even still, it's like the promos, bro. Like, I mean, she was never a great promo to begin with. I'm not even that delusional to sit there and say she was. But it's like, bro, like, I literally feel like she's been copy and pasted from WWE, skip New Japan, and just they just fucking pasted her ass in AEW. It's like, yo, it's the same.
I mean, she won a championship there. She was there for me. I mean, she did do something. I mean, yeah, she did get hurt, but she was, for half the time she was there, she did do something. She did a lot for that time frame until she got hurt. So it's like,
you know what the franchise need, man? Maybe she's needed to cut a promo in Japanese, you know, give me a different vibe.
First of all, if that, hey, okay, all right, he says, I totally agree, friend. Speak, bro. He says, hey, man, look, Vaughn with you, bro, but.
Hey, I'm rocking with Vaughn because Vaughn rocking with me.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, it's all to the good, man. It's all to the good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but we're just getting ready for Sunday.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, your boys, we will most definitely get ready for tomorrow. Prediction show. You know, it's going to be a little early. Won't be as late. Because we ain't got nothing else to do tomorrow but the prediction show. But yeah, we're gonna do that, get that out the way, and then of course we'll see y'all for Friday. I ain't gonna lie, man. Collision, I ain't gonna lie, man. I know we always say it, but damn, we might have to do something. But then it's Saturday, you know, if the women wanna do something, then it's all off. But Sunday. West Side Compound. We're gonna do what we do. My man had turned the lights off. It's time for us to get out. No.
My damn camera been acting.
Oh, I was about to say. I said my man didn't got dark quick. My man said it's time to go.
Hey, nah. If it's one thing about me, man, you know we run a professional ship over here. I would deliberately just turn the lights off on camera. Like, all right, I'm done.
All right, my man said, you know what? Hey, it's time to wrap it up, B. It's time to wrap this up.
Hey, I'm out here sending the bad signal and shit. Wrap it up.
Hey, man. I ain't got the green screen on no more, bro. The green screen on. Oh, man. I love this shit, man.
Oh. Hey, Fly says, wifey calling light off. Time to go to bed. Night, night. Wifey says,
what they say? You better be home before the porch lights come on.
Hey, Leo says, franchise wife behind the camera giving the wrap up signal.
Hey, yo, let's go.
Hey, over there in the headset, like
3, 2, 1, and outro.
Oh, shit,
man. Hey, man. Goddamn. All right, but seriously, tomorrow, man, we'll see y'all for the prediction show for tomorrow, man. We'll give our opinions on the rest of the card. Of course, we want y'all opinions on who y'all think gonna win, and then we'll rock out for the weekend, man. Do what we do.
Hey, Leo, stupid. He said TV time expensive. We got to get off. Yes. The price is sleeping on the couch,
man. Right, boy. Time for the show for tomorrow's show. You know what? Unless the franchise. You know, he's got the babies to take care of. I'ma say between five and six thirty our time, and we're Eastern Standard Time. So, Clive, I know you. I know you off on the islands. You know, chilling. You know, swerving while you driving. No, we're gonna no overruns here like on TBS. Nah, we just end when we end. Easter's, I'm gonna say at least between 5 and 6:30, between that time frame, that's when we're looking to work. Just make sure we can get home from our 9 to 5s and take care of what we need to take care of. So we have the time to sit here and properly talk with the people. It's 10:32 here. I said, well, damn, Clyde, man, we're not, bro, man. About 5, you turn the notification on, man. We'll be on the same time you'll be watching this, man. Shit. I thought you was hours two ahead of us. That was what's the other dude name? I forgot his name, man. That fast.
I know what you're talking about, but he like yeah. 2 hours or 3 hours ahead of
us. Like 3 hours ahead of us or something. So I like, yeah. But yeah, no, we'll be on about between, I ain't gonna lie, 5 to 6:30. That's what we're looking for, because we ain't got nothing else going on but the prediction show. So we're gonna definitely get that in and get it out the way. He says, I gave you the overrun. Now it's time to get the over and out. Earl shirt. man. But yeah, other than that, man, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate y'all, man, as always, hanging out with your boys. As we get ready for Dynasty, man, we got done with WrestleMania. Now it's time for Dynasty. And then we can get ready for Backlash in 2 weeks and then Double or Nothing after that.
Hey,
shit.
Man.
Shit.
Yeah. We got a lot. Not to mention, we still got to wake up and do our 9 to 5s. So, man. With that being said,
and ladies and gentlemen, sheesh.
And that too. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode. Oh yeah, and non-binary people too. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the GOW, the Generation Wrestling Podcast. As always, you're truly, I'm the franchise, he's the king, we the GOW, and he was part of his AEW champion.
Chin up, tits out, and watch for the shoe.